A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, May the 25th, 2023. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the way forward on issues raised from the government's consultations of its new competence-based education for socio-economic development program, with most participants expressing dissatisfaction with its component, the continuous assessment and learning activities, or CALA, which they say is an overburden to learners and an expense to parents, and so they want it removed. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje sihlaziya impono ephume kuhlolisiswa uhlelo lukahulumende olwezemfundo olwecompetence based education for socio economic development lona olugqitshwe izolo iningi likhonona ngengxenye yalo olwe continuous assessment and learning activities ikhala olubikwa luthwalisa abantwana abavela kumdeni eswelayo amagaba avuzayo ngoba bengafinyeleli amagagasi kumbe ubulembo bokusebenzisa imitshina edingakalayo kulo. Abalwela ilungelo loluntu bathi lokhu kubangela ukuthi abantwana begcine befinyelela okungalunganga ebulenjini kumbe bebesengozini yokudlwengulwa lapho bedinga usizo lwe-internet kwezinye indawo. But first, let us hear what is happening in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Western leaders have provided Ukraine financial and military support in its fight against Russian aggression. Some humanitarian organizations say that has affected the amount of aid going to other countries like the DRC. VOA's Paul Ndiho visited the Sirki camp in the eastern province of North Kivu.
Gato Francine, a mother of six, has lived for 10 months in Sirki camp for internally displaced people in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC. She fled her hometown of Kalenga because of attacks by the M23 rebel group, which has been terrorizing the region. She says that life is hard in the camp, and she sometimes has to beg for food.
I ran away from my village because of the war waged by M23. When they reached our place in Kalenga, they threw a bomb at my house. So we ran away. I didn't even bring anything with me.
Like Francine, this 15-year-old boy, who provided only his first name, Sam, has been displaced by conflict in the region. He was hit by a stray bullet and is now recovering after undergoing surgery in Seke camp. This mobile medical clinic and emergency surgical unit has been treating some and others who need urgent care. It was established by the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, in Goma, the capital of North Kivu province in eastern DRC. According to the UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency says as of March, more than 880,000 people have been forced from their homes in eastern DRC since March 2020, when violence surged. And Sylvain Linda, ICRC's head of subdelegation in Goma, says people here need physical and emotional help.
We're also working with in the field of health, particularly in mental health, because the people has been very affected by the displacement, and also because combat sometimes have been very tough and with a lot of casualties.
The ICRC is providing much needed humanitarian aid to the people in the camp. Linda says her organization's work in the DRC is challenging due to a financing shortage.
This whole crisis have been a challenge. I was talking about the number of people displaced, and it overcome every capacity of an international organization. So we have to work a lot together.
Linda says that money that might have come to them is now going to Ukraine, and that the people in the DRC must fend for themselves.
A lot of financing are going to Ukraine, for example, and to other crises, and not coming to DRC because it has been like a protracted crisis.
Despite financial strains, the ICRC provides support to several hospitals, including Bethesda Ndosho in Goma, the General Hospital in Beni, the Provincial Hospital in Bukavu, and a surgery program in Bukavu. Paul Ndiho, VOA News, SEC IDP Camp, Democratic Republic of Congo.
And back to our main topic, some parents and teachers say although the intentions of CALIA are good, children from disadvantaged families face problems as they cannot access internet, Wi-Fi or computers. Activists say girls are exposed to dangers of sexual abuse and indecent assault when they go to neighboring homes or other places to seek internet access to complete the CALIA-based studies. Mothers and female guardians also say they are the ones who have to do much of the work as they are the ones who spend more time with their children. The spokesman for the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Taunga Nanjoro, acknowledged concerns raised by stakeholders in the consultations to Studio 7 and said his ministry will look into all issues compiled from the consultations. During the two-day consultations, which ended yesterday, a parent who identified herself as Amaite Ndai told reporter Rutendo Mawere, children end up distracted during color research and access inappropriate content on the internet.
Yeah, this curriculum internet. Vana varikuva exposed kuzvinhu achafambira achaita charku research achete akatoona music kana chi akuita izvozvo nekutozoona zvimwe zvinhu zvisinei nezvaari kuresearch saka izvozvo hatisi kunyatsozvifarira semuberekiwo mari dzedu hadzina kunyatsotimirira zvakanaka kuti tirambe tichitenga data toti kubhadhira fees totenga data zviri kuramba zvichingodzoka kwatiri mwana wachona ndini ndikumuitisa pamwe pacho ndopedzisira ndakumuitira ndirini asi oinonomakirwa onzi hapasa but ndini ndaiita kumba
saka zvii zvamuri kukurudzira kuti zviitwe nebasa rezvidzidzo
inogona kuitwa zvayo but ngavabvise zvine chekuita neinternet kana ichikwanisa kuitika zvisina internet mukati.
That was a parent identified as Amaite Ndai speaking to Rutendo Mawere in Harare. Meanwhile, teachers Gracious Mpofu and Elasi Musoza told VOA's Ezra Chisaswanda that color is a burden on children, while they also offered solutions.
Curriculum is a curriculum subjects. Angekele ukwehlukaniswa ngoba ikakhulu ku-ECD ukuze wonke afundiswe kahle kahle ngani kuba kuninganyana mhlawumbe bangabuyela bakubisele kube njengakuqala ukuthi kuhlanganiswe kungehlukaniswa i-mass display, i-PE le-VPA kube yinto enye okunye konke lokhu yibe kube sokusiba nje ngama-subject ehlukeneyo sesesikhangela esikuthi yikhala ikhala mina bengikuthatha njengeprojekthi yeyunivesithi eyunivesithi ngimdala nginje ngenza iprojekthi eyi-1 engiyisubmithayo kumbe kuyathatha unyaka wonke kumbe mbili ngisenze iprojekthi so bengikhangelela ukuthi abantwana ukuze kube lesi sindo ukuze bafunde nesikili esifuna basifunde kumele bazenzele bodwa amakhala lawo so banikwa ikhala eyodwa yento eyodwa abangayenza bayisubmithe maybe at the end of i-junior school yabo kumbe i-infant learning yabo kungabi ukuthi i-subject nge-subject sile khala
ngeke sithi ukhiphe ku-right kukhona kodwa kufanele njengoba sitsho ukuthi ngabe ikhala iba yinto eyodwa bakuminimize kungabi yinto ezisuka zibe ziningi kufana nale lei color ibinge ECD ama fine motor skills abo ECD akaqhina ukuthi bengaye izinto enje so kodwa nxa kungaba into ukuthi umntwana mhlawumbe eku infant kube le color A1 okumela yenze at the end of the ama grades akhe maybe sesiya ku form 1 kubonakala into ayenze le ngapha ku primary school kungabe kungcono ngoba lati sabe sikwazi ukuthi simfundise ukuthi eqeda grade 7 abe sekwazi ukwenza ini igitar le ngoba okwakhathesi ngathi ECD uvele ECD ngekayenzi into le iyenziwe ngumzali.
Those were teachers Gracious Mpofu and Elatsim Sota expressing their views. Now to discuss our topic in depth, we are joined by Sokoluhle Ndlovu, Matabeleland North Chairperson for the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, the ARTUZ, Patricia Chabalala, Deputy Chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, who also looks after orphans, and Makotonga Mahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, which has researched and engaged government on education programs. Welcome, ladies, to Live Talk. First, we'll speak to Ms. Sokoluhle Ndlovu, as her line seems to be dead. As one of the educationists who were leading the consultations, what concerns pertaining to girls came up during this process, and how do parents want them resolved? Yes, Ms. Ndlovu.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, the question is, yes, you can go ahead.
You can go ahead. You know?
Hello, yes. What concerns were brought up by parents during the consultations?
During the consultations on the curriculum review, maybe the challenge is that the parents came out was pretty low in the rural areas. There is no talent to manage to come for the review. Another thing is that the parents who attended were saying they don't even know what they're reviewing. We would just call them so they don't even know what they're reviewing. Because they were never told that the new curriculum, it was just imposed on their children. And then we are seeing possibly that they don't even know what it's all about.
Yes, so were there any issues that particularly concerned girls and their safety and their difficulties, or it was the same compared to boys?
There were issues that were told, and that maybe schools. There is still equality between boys and girls. It's still not a 100%.
Okay. Thank you so much. If you may stay on the line. And Ms. Makotonga Mahlangu, what are your concerns on color and how does it inconvenience women and girls?
I think in color, as a concept and as a project, is a good idea, but it was barely implemented. Why I'm saying that it overwhelmed learners because one, in terms of the work that is being given, for instance, at primary school level, they are doing two subjects, and then each subject is five kind of projects, which means it's 10 kind of projects, and the teachers are not able to moderate, as moderators, they can't even moderate that, and they were not even sent for training. They should get this thing was properly planned. There was going to be an in-service training for the teacher so that they can deal with the color. And when it comes to economic accessibility, it is very expensive for parents because, like I just alluded to, that there are six subjects at primary level. And then each subject is supposed to have this file, that is six files. Well, I've not accepted in the cooking, the data money, the gadgets, and so forth and so on. And right now, with the power package, locating, all these things are not accepted in. So, color in itself It's a good concept, but it was badly implemented. It did not take the human rights-based approach to learning, where learners are supposed to have the right to access all these things. It did not look at the vulnerable, marginalized learners. So these are the challenges that are being faced. And then when it comes to all learners, they are staying up very late doing the color and the other homework. It's very unfair to the learners. And when it comes to other bonding and household chores, they are no longer doing that. Parents, it's like the color is no longer accessing the learners. It's accessing the learners' resources and support system at home rather than the capacity or the ability of the learner to do the project. Because learners are not doing the project. We are even seeing in town where people are advertising to do color. If you go with money, we go back to the exclusion of learners. We have not, and what we have.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do stay on the line, but don't go away yet. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are discussing views that came out of the government's consultation of its new competence-based education for socio-economic development program, with most participants expressing dissatisfaction with its component, the CALA. And now we come to you, Ms. Sukoluhle Ndlovu of ARTUZ. Ngesindebele ke ungasichasisela ukuthi kahle kahle kuthiwe kuyini okufanele kwenziwe ukwenzela ukuthi uhlelo lo luhambe kuhle. Bathini abazali? Bafuna lukhitshwe kumbe luguqulwe?
Abazali abaningi bangkhona bathi kumele lukhitshwe ngoba bathi hayi kubathathela isikhathi sabo abantwana babo nabo vele ziyasostress ngendaba yemakhala. Abanye njalo abathi kuguqulwe noma mbe kube lelo ibe yinto yokuyikhala eyi-one per child ezoqeda form four. Akhona ukuthi bethi 5 colors, umntwana lama-subjects 10 abe le-about 50 colors. It's too much for umntwana.
Yebo-ke kuyezwakala. Ungasitshela njalo ngolimi lesingisi-ke, Ms. Ndlovu, what were the suggestions given there and the way forward?
Okay, the suggestions that were put forward in terms of the color component, most parents are saying that the color should be scraped out completely from the new curriculum. And then others, just a minor, they were saying, the colors, maybe it is a good thing, maybe if only the learners are not overwhelmed with too much work, maybe given one color up until form 1 to form 4 as a project, something like that, rather than giving them as many as the ones that they are doing now.
Yes, and from this process, what's the next step? What were you informed is this next step by the government?
From there onwards, we're told to put everything that transpired from these reviews in form of a report, and then we're going to submit the report, so we don't know what's the next step after the report was submitted.
Yebo ke siyabonga uNkosazana Sukoluhle Ndlovu we-ARTUZ. We understand we have our third guest now, Ms. Patricia Chabalala, of Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Prior to this interview, she told us they collected views from all the city's wards to forward to the government. Ungasichazisela ke ukuthi imbono layiqoqayo ebantwini layisa ngapi njalo babe sithini Nkosikazi Chabalala. Uke watsho njalo ukuthi abantwana abangamantombazana baba sengozini ngenxa yalolu hlelo. Ube kutsho ngani lokho?
Bengitsho ngokuthi abantwana babasengozini ngoba asikamabi yokuthenga odatha ukuthi ba-Wi-Fi o-internet njalo bayahamba besiya-researcha besiya kwabanye abantu. Bafika bewela ezambeni ezingalunganga. Ngoba isikhathi esiningi abantwana bengaphuma bahambe besiyakwenza i-research yakhona bahamba bahambe. Inxazi abuye lawusuphuma usukugila. Njalo futhi abantwana bakhathesi beyabazi ukuthi baziphethe ngayiphi indlela. Usuka thathe lona leli thuba oyabe ucabanga ukuthiwe i-research esezenzeka ukugaxa. Basengozini kakhulu abantwana nje bonke bese besiyathatha ama-drugs besenza izinto zona lezi esingazifuniyo esingazithandiyo.
Yebo ke siyabonga uhlale khonapho ecingweni sizaphenduka futhi kuwe. That was Patricia Chabalala of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, who also look after orphans, saying that the research which is required by CALA makes the children go to other places to seek for internet where they can be abused or take drugs or start doing other things, because most of the times the parents will be looking for them. So her organization has received many complaints of to that sort. Yes, sesibuya kuwe njalo Nkosazana Magodo Ngamahlangu ngolimi lesiNdebele. Ungasitshela ukuthi kuyini lake laxoxisana lo hulumende yini ngodaba lwekhala lolo?
Ikhala zange xoxisane ngayo kuthi asikhuluma nje generally ngokuthi imfundo yethu vele yona iminjani. Wasasinanzelela ukuthi khona imfundo yethu ayigxilanga ekudingeni the comments ezokuthendeka ngaZimbabwe sifunani. Ibokhe ikhanga ingani kayinani lokuthi umntwana uphila njani, imkhulisa njani. So kuqakathekileyo kakhuluma ngokuthola kumele imfundo yelanga kwayo igxile kakhulukazi singathona ukuthola inikane umntwana, inikane imotivate njani umntwana ukuthi ayicabange. So into esazikhuluma ngazo sathona engathona ukuthi kona izancedisa njani umntwana kuma-local realities zakhe, izidingeko zakhe, i-cultural value yakhe, lama esingathona ngesilungu ngama-political projects abo, ngama-disputes a-specific to their areas. Nganike sibonile ukuthi ngishoni ngalokho. For instance, siyakhangela ukuthi kakhulukazi umathibele north, le-target mathibele south. Umathibele no-north kakhulukazi okule-Eastern Transcon. Abantwana bahlutshwa zindlovu, izilwane esikole oluwisini. Akuna education focus on what they have, their emotional development. How do they coexist with that environmental environment? So education should be paid like to make that. With the answer about the question, maybe you realize
practical, what does it do to the environment?
Yeah, what wakhonapho laphumelela yini waliphendula yini uhulumende njalo laphumelela yini ngohlelo lokuthi imfundo ingabhadalelwa?
imfundo ingabhadalelwa kule isimangalo ngizokukhangela izinto kakhulu kanje especially ngamanje ngiyakuthola ukuthi ngahamba kwa-hearing ngingena kule power ukuthi ikhona i-parliament kwa-hearing ephela bhusi esibhasa ensiza waya kobulawayo emabutheni wolu baya elupane waphuma i-ATP yaphumile okuhlungu ngemfundo yeZimbabwe ukuthi ama-policy imithetho yonke ikhona asekuthwela kayayo imali uhulumende kalasifiso sokufaka imali noma sikhuluma ngemali ukuthi yakalayo kodwa singakhangela ikhala ifuna imali bathi abazali bakhe bathatha nathi imali bona uma uhulumende ngela mali so indaba esikhonela lo kuthi balokhu sikhona abanamali kodwa imithetho isikhona ukulalela bayalalela kodwa ukuthi practicalize implemented by funding it akutholakali khona kodwa inkinga esijolayo ukuthi wena there's no political will awushabula mali ezimakumali class siyabale singarezothi sikhona phani manage so into esikhangele khona kumele kulungiswe kuyakhangela kodwa ngezemfundo noma singelungelo lezemfundo it's pointless ukuthi sikhona sinama-policy clear evidence imfundo yamahara kodwa yesileyo ukuthi sikhangele sinakekele insinga yemfundo ngathi
ngiyaxolisa ukukubamba umlomo lapha ngeza ukuthi silo umlaleli ecingweni siyakwamukela kuhlelo umlaleli
salubonani mama
yebo siyaphila ngikhuluma lobani
ikhuluma loThabani Mahlangu
yebo linjani Mahlangu lingaphi kwelizwe
mama linjani lani
yebo ungaphi kwe lapho okhuluma khona
ngisebutswana lapha eseruwe lapha
yebo kodwa ekhaya uvela kuphi
ekhaya ngibuya eJombe
ya kulungile ungasinika ke umbono wakho ngodaba lwezemfundo lolo
ezemfundo eZimbabwe mama iqiniso elihle ukuthi khona imfundo yasekhaya haya iseyoliyana ekade ithakazelelwa ngamazwi ngobuningi ngoba kathesi uyafumanisa ukuthi umntwana weZimbabwe ongu-grade 7 uyehluleka khona nje ukuthi good morning angazi kumbe lihlangane kakhulu lokhu enihlangana lakho lapho engikhona
ye lezi-ke izifundo okuthiwa zidinga imitshina yamakhompyutha lani liyalibaphathise yini abasekhaya liyalizwe ngakho
siyasizwe ngakho sibili kodwa sizibuza ukuthi amakhompyutha akhona kufundwa sikhathi bani ngoba sikhangela umumo wesimo esekhaya umumo welizwe awumanga kuhle kufundwa sikhathi bani ngoba sesithi amathicha lasethiya izifundo zabantwana nawo bedinga okungabancedisa ekuhambeni lasekuphileni
yebo-ke hhayi kuyezwakala sibongile ukuxoxa lawe ecingweni ntshangazi
hhayi kuhle mama lami ngiyajabula kakhulu
ye hhayi kuhle unfortunately, we do not have much time to go back to our guests. We're wishing they would give us their last words. We have come to the end of our show, and we'd like to thank our guest, Patricia Tshabalala of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, Makoto Ngamahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, and Sokoluhle Ndlovu of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. We would also like to thank our listeners and callers who also joined the show to express their views on what they think about the government's program, especially the color, which most parents say is a burden to their children and also a burden to them as they have to do most of the work for their children. Yebo ke sibongile asihlanganeni njalo ke ngolwesine oluzayo sixoxisane njalo ngokunye okuyabe kumqoka ngaleso sikhathi. Let's meet again lakusasa tomorrow at 8:00 p.m. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.